Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Washington pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Washington moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Pete moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington scores. Pete moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Washington now playing right field. Mike Krivic now playing left field. Mulehaus now playing center field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber bunts towards the mound. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 1 in the game. Cain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pete strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pete out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and has Cook trapped. There's the throw to Dykes, who throws to Appling, who tags Cook for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Wilson now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb bunts towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cain bunts between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cain for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peete strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.